Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we are going to be talking about the preview of migration between Classic and Azure Resource Manager, or ARM, virtual machines. Okay? Very exciting stuff. So for those of you who don't know, many of you probably do, and you probably hate me for this whole topic, what we've had here is, historically, the beginning of the platform, we had this API, and it's basically, we've called it Classic now. It wasn't called Classic when we shipped it. That would have been silly. This API effectively allowed you to spin up virtual machines. Okay, actually, let me do this. I'll draw them over here. Allowed you to spin up virtual machines into availability set. Right, allows you to spin up into a virtual network as well. So VNets here as well. Okay, and so this was basically the approach. So this was an availability set here. Okay, and so this API was built originally, and it was built about 8 years ago, a long time ago. It had some things about it that we wanted to improve. A few big aspects that sort of we wanted to go fix up. We wanted to put in support for things like RBAC directly into the API. We wanted to put tagging directly into the API. And there were some architectural things, right? We wanted to make this so it was much more responsive, much faster to be able to do things, very iterative. The original API was more focused on being more sort of large transactional versus iterate, which is more of the IaaS style. And so the new API was built, was built under that. And so this was the Azure Resource Manager. That basically had these controls, and then underneath we have sort of the compute, networking, and storage RPs, resource providers underneath, and they end up deploying and managing below. Okay, and so this is the world, and it's been exciting to see the growth and the folks who are really passionate about the Azure Resource Manager. It also allows you to do the template building, and so you can actually write templates, very complex, spin up multiple VMs, blah, blah, blah. Really exciting stuff. I've done some Tuesdays with Corey on it in the past. So one of the things that we've, of course, heard feedback was great, but I've got all these things in Classic. What the heck am I supposed to do now? Okay, and my answer has always been, don't worry about it. We continue to support Classic. We love Classic, everyone loves Classic, and so you can continue to deploy there, and everything will be great. And that is still true. There is no urgency here, and obviously this is the preview, and there's no real urgency to say you must move things off of Classic. If you're running on Classic and you're happy, it's great, no problem. It shouldn't be an issue. But if you are super passionate about getting your stuff onto the Resource Manager, we now have preview of a set of migration tools that allows you to migrate without any downtime. That's right. No downtime. And the reason this works is what happens is when you run this, and I'm going to demo it here in PowerShell, but it also works in the CLI, and we will have portal support in the future. When it runs this capability, the key thing that we did as part of this, the underlying hardware, the infrastructure that these virtual machines are running on is no different between the Classic and the Azure Resource Manager model. They're the exact same, and this was on purpose so that we could support this type of model. And so the virtual machines that are running here, it's running on the same hardware that Resource Manager virtual machines are running on. And so what we've enabled through this is as you do this migration story, there's a step that's called prepare. And what this does, it validates that everything's going to be okay, and there's a few caveats that I'll talk about of when it won't work. But when this happens, it actually makes the virtual machines appear to both sides of the house. So you can see them through your old Classic way, you can see them through the new Azure Resource Manager way, and you can make sure that things look right. And this is what makes a migration so difficult. You want to make sure that before you hit the go button and it's irreversible, you actually want to make sure that everything looks right, right? And so this prepare step exposes it to both endpoints, and you can take a look and say, great, I can see it here through the Azure Resource Manager, through the new model, I can interact with it, it all looks like it's working, right? And then you can basically hit the commit button. Or you can say, whoa, that didn't look right, I'm going to go back and hit abort, and then this will just break down, and it'll be undone, and it will turn back, and it will remain just in that Classic mode. So super cool stuff. It enables you to do this model and sort of take your process through it. The key thing is is VNets are a key aspect here. And the reason why is VNets are a requirement in the resource manager model. They are a requirement in the new model. And virtual networks are fantastic for a lot of reasons. Virtualizing your network, isolation, all of those goodies, right? And so you do want to make that a requirement. So as moving from classic to the resource manager, it is no downtime only if you have a VNet in the classic model. Right? And so if you don't have a VNet in the classic model, we have to add a VNet. And this, of course, requires a reboot of the virtual machines because they have to get new IP addresses because we have to virtualize those IP addresses as part of that virtual network. And so that will take a change there. So if you have a VNet, the migration happens based on that VNet. So all of the VMs in that VNet are part of that migration move. And you'll see that here in the demo. And that's kind of the connecting glue between them. So, a few quick caveats, and we'll put a link in here of all the caveats. It's in preview, right? So we're still sort of working through this. And like I said, both PowerShell and the CLI are supported for being able to do this. The scripts are a little bit different between them. I will show you PowerShell today. We will have a Microsoft Mechanics show coming up that's gonna show both PowerShell and CLI and go into a little bit more detail than I'm gonna go on today. So we'll leave you with that. We'll leave you wanting more when it comes to migration. That was my acting skills. Isn't that good? It's like really emphatic. More. And so where was I? So, a couple of quick things that are worth noting. Today, boot diagnostics. Actually, you know what? I should start with this one. Zero, the zeroth rule of migration. Storage doesn't actually move. So here's what's super interesting. These guys are running with little disks over here in storage. Okay. Storage doesn't actually move anywhere. So storage is still represented as part of the classic model. Okay. And so it doesn't actually migrate as part of the plan. But it doesn't actually really matter because these virtual machines can reference a storage account in the classic model even if they themselves are in the new model, right? And so you can actually now lock down the virtual machines and access to the virtual machines with role-based access control and tagging and all those goodies, the virtual network, et cetera, and all of that can happen in the new model even though the storage doesn't move. And this is a limitation of the preview, and so something just to be aware of. Because of that limitation, boot diagnostics as well cannot be turned on to make this move happen. So if these virtual machines are using boot diagnostics, you have to flip that off before you go and make this move because, of course, the tide between the virtual machines and the storage account, you sort of have to flip it off, and then you can flip it back on once the migration is done. The second or third step and the big one here is gateways. No gateways. And again, this is a current limitation of the model. We're going to add the support later. But if your virtual network is using a gateway back on-prem, either VPN or ExpressRoute, we can't support that to do the migration. And this will warn you when you run the scripts. It'll say, whoa, you can't do that. And so it'll warn you that. But these are two limitations. You do have to flip these off, disconnect them while you're making the move. That's kind of an important point. And that can add some complication to the overall process. We understand that. This is something we're working on for sure. So it's not that we're completely ignoring it, but that is a current limitation for you to be able to make that move. But the nice thing is that for this move, the VMs are up the entire time if they follow all these rules that I just mentioned, and we'll send you the link to be able to show it. So, gosh, enough of this, the whiteboarding. Let me show you a very brief demo of sort of the step-by-step of what this looks like, and we'll take it from there. So why don't we go to the videotape? Here I've got the deployments in the classic portal, actually. And so it's been a little bit of a long time. I don't think I've ever demoed the classic portal. So here we are playing around in it. And so you can see virtual machine 1 I'm going to use. And virtual machine 1 and 2 are an availability set as part of, let's see here, the network. The virtual network migration demo, okay? And so you can see here the deployed in migration demo, virtual machine 1 and 2, availability set deployed in this, they're running a D1. And so let me actually go back to the dashboard for this guy, and let me connect here using RDP, okay? And so here we go, okay. Type in my password. Seems to be securing. It's a very secure connection. Ah, it worked. Okay. This is my VM connected in classic. Okay, let's just zoom that down. Okay, so Let me actually walk you through. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit of a cooking show trick here. And so I'm going to show you through these scripts, sort of what this looks like. As part of a specific vignette, and then I will show you sort of the completion of this step as part of one that I've already prepared. Okay, and so you see here I log into my VM account, and so this is your normal process to log in, and so I'm using my corporate account here. So, ooh, I'm revealing my email to everybody. Please don't look. Okay. And so sign on in here, okay, and this is going to log me in, and so I want to go take a look once this logs me in. Okay, let's go finalize that. It's checking. Okay, great. Now I can go and see what subscriptions I've got here. And let me actually go full screen on this and zoom this up so you can actually see what's happening. Okay, so I've got a bunch of subscriptions here. I actually want Cori application to be my subscription. So let me actually run that one and I'll select that for my choice here. And so here, this is actually registering me for the demo, the preview of this functionality. And so, you know, I think you go here and you actually register the resource provider. I've actually already done this. It does take about 5 minutes to register. So once you've run that, you want to run this, get this resource provider, and make sure that your register. You can see here, it does say that I'm registered as part of this release. And it gives me, of course, all the locations that I'm running in. And so now I can go ahead and hit add Azure account, and this will add me to this new deployment, and so that is now added. So what I want to do is I actually want to go take a look, and you want to search by virtual network. Because this movement happens by virtual network, you do need to actually lead the migration based on that. Okay, and so the one I showed you was migration demo, and that one I've actually already prepared. So again, I'm going to cooking show this a little bit. So if you go over here and see, I've actually got a set of additional VMs up here and running, and these are under the DNS name migration VM1, and let's go over here and configure, and I believe these are my migration demo 2. So there's the virtual network. So what I can do here is those two virtual machines I've created, I've been running, and so what I can do is, as part of that, that's the VM name, right? So I'll set that as the VM name, and then again, it's this simple prepare command, and away I go. And so those virtual machines will now be moved into this prepared state, and they are running as part of migration demo 2. So lucky for you, I prepared ahead of time, okay? And what you can do now is, let me go back over and go back to, so I've got this running virtual machine and these are connected, and I connected this through the classic view, right? And so let me actually go over here and show you as part of this what I'm looking at in the new portal, okay? And so the new portal, if you remember over here, these VMs that are running are running as part of, let's see, what is the DNS name here? Migration demo dash one, okay? And you can see I did a few of these. So migration demo dash one, so this is the classic deployment right here. Okay, and so I can go and you can see migration demo one, there it is, and let me click on this VM, you can see it's the logo of classic. Okay, and that's the one I've already connected to via the other portal. And so here you can see up here, virtual machine classic, and in fact, you can see here's the IP address, 1392.253.126. Now, this is in prepare mode already. So you can see I've got a dash migrated at the end of this. And so this was auto-created as part of this process that I just walked through, that walked through this migration experience. And so here you can see demo dash one dash migrated. And so you can see here it's VM1, VM2. You can see there's actually a couple NICs that are auto-generated as part of this, and actually a ACL security group that's auto-generated as well, and an IP address that's auto-generated. So it's important to note, these are all things that, the part of the reason that makes some migrations so challenging, it moved from all these things were embedded in the VM in the old classic model are now separate objects in the new model. So the migration story is generating these based on the way that the old model was written. And so these are all now new and generated. Here is an availability set, the same thing. And sort of like I said, here is the load balancer sitting on top. And so if I go into VM1, and so now this is, you can see the logo, this is virtual machines, this is not classic, this is Azure Resource Manager. And here you can see the IP address, 1392.253.126. So the exact same IP address. So I'm in prepare mode. Open this up and let's see what it does. Connect, okay, and let's do. Oh, that's my password. You're gonna have to bleep that. It's typically not good form to say your password out loud. Ah, and this is now connected in ARM mode 2. Okay, and so I'm in this prepared mode. I've played around with it. I've experimented. Everything seems to be working great. I can now disconnect. And let's see if I can go back. Oh, this got disconnected because, of course, it connected in that other mode. And so you can see here that this has effectively migrated me to that step. Oh, it looks like the prepare for the other one finished. So, wow, that's super cool cooking show. So this other one finished successfully. So here you go. This migrate demo 2. It looks like, this migrate demo or down here has completed. And so you can see the deployment is ready to roll. And so let me do this. What I can now do is if this migration demo, the one that I just showed you as being completed, I can now commit, and so I basically say, it looks good, I'm done, or I could abort, and it will undo it. And so if I want to commit, I hit go, and that's it. And so with that, absolutely great, great ability to be able to come in here and migrate in a very, very easy way. Really fast, the ability to show this before and after experience so you can play around with it. You can also play around with it with the PowerShell script and be able to sort of experiment your tooling and your scripting to make sure it's all going to work correctly on the new VM side and basically allow you to manage this without necessarily pulling the irreversible decision, which this commit does actually remove it from the classic and make it only ARM moving forward. So hopefully this was valuable to you. Like I said, we will have this a fairly fast demo. I didn't really show all the details. We will actually have a mechanic show focusing on this in the coming weeks. And so we look forward to having you join us there. And Rick will join me in front of the camera, which is, you know, a rare experience for him. And so it makes him very uncomfortable versus me. Obviously, I'm quite comfortable doing this. Quite comfortable. Anyway, so thank you so much for your time. If you have questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, this one I'm sure is going to generate a lot of interest or excitement. It's Azure TWC, that is with the hashtag in front of it. Hit us up on Twitter, ask questions, put comments below. We will put the link to the details on how to go play around with this migration support here right below this link. So hope you enjoyed this. A little bit longer one, but I think really, really valuable, if I do say so myself. So I've got great things to say, and I plan to continue to say them. So thank you so much. Have a happy Tuesday. We'll see you next time.
There you go, done.
No, it's already done. Oh, let me put on my van so that I get, so these steps count. I gotta walk from the portal. I mean, from the portal to the board. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right.